Last year when we opened, the main focus, like I said, was to maintain campus safety and then create a school culture so that students really felt proud of being at Hawkins and in particular at the Community Health Advocate School. And so now, you know, what we're seeing this school year is pretty amazing, if I mean, from a principal standpoint, is that most of the referrals that I now get to the office are from the incoming ninth grade class. And my older students, like my 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, I'm not really getting the referrals that I was getting last year where, you know, I think it was just a transition year for everybody. And now, instead of them being in my office for negative reasons, they're in there because they want a signature, because they want to do some sort of, you know, event on campus, or they need approval to, you know, go on a field trip or what have you. And so on top of that, they're also mentoring the younger students. And so what happens a lot of times is if I have a referral, you know, about a ninth grader who's, you know, getting in trouble in class, if I have a older classman in the office helping, or you know, if they just happen to come in for whatever reason, I'll pull them into the office and I'll introduce them to each other and you know, just ask a simple question. You know, what would you tell this new student that I'll never say this is they're in trouble, or you know, I'm you know, scolding them for whatever reason, but what sort of advice would you give to this young man or this young lady about the Community Health Advocate School and what we're trying to do here? And so to see the conversations that take place are really great, because a lot of times it'll be a student who last year was having some sort of, you know, issue, and they're working through it. I'm not saying they're perfect, you know, but I think also, you know, giving that positive reinforcement of last year, this is where you were, and look at the leaps and bounds that you've made.